advantage most of the time is just to be able to personalize the care. There are a lot of different examples where you may need to go to a compounding pharmacy. Something very common right now would be drug shortages. So if you're going to, you need, you know, pain medication for your child and you can't find it anywhere because there's a huge run on it, or antibiotics right now, that's the current thing, then you go to a compounding pharmacy and we'll make it, because so that's a, you know, that's a solution to a problem. If you're not able to swallow a pill and you need it in liquid but it doesn't come in liquid, you can go to a compounding pharmacy. We can do that. There's just so many possibilities. We can make different dosage forms. So, you know, an example would be pain. We are trying not to get so many patients on opioids anymore because of the opioid epidemic. But that leaves very few options available for treatment. Not everyone can be on an anti-inflammatory because of, you know, kidney problems or blood pressure issues. And so we can compound pain creams and put ingredients into a topical form so that they'll help with that local area. If you just have a pain in your elbow, you don't really need to take a pill that affects your whole body. Mm-hmm. You're localizing the treatment and you're reducing side effects. There's lots of situations. Pet medications, commonly compounded, children's medications. If, you know, they don't want a particular flavor, it can be customized to a flavor that they like.
This is The Story of a Brand, a podcast that helps people learn the story behind their favorite consumer products. I'm Ramon Vella, and I believe that people want to know more about the brands and products they purchase. So each week, I interview the founder of a consumer brand, unpack their story, their products, their mission, so you can decide which products are worth buying and which brands are worth supporting. Serena says, a compounding pharmacy is a specialty sector of a drugstore where we make compounded prescriptions. A compounded prescription is a prescription item where the pharmacist has to either mix or combine several ingredients to make an individualized product for the customer. And we can do products that use prescription ingredients, and we could also use different ingredients like nutritional supplements or natural ingredients that don't have to be a prescription drug. Basically, we're customizing and personalizing care. Today, we interview Serena Hamlin, the owner of the Pharmacy Lab. The Pharmacy Lab is a compounding pharmacy specializing in non-sterile compounds. Their expertise is in the realm of creating and helping you personalize medications that would not otherwise be commercially available. We discussed so many things. This is such a fascinating interview. I had no idea that this service was even available. Quite frankly, I wish I would have had this when my mother was suffering from dementia and she needed to take medication. We were giving pills, but she wouldn't take the pills. It would have been fantastic to have it in a liquid form. Plus, when you have kids, sometimes it's just difficult to give them medications. So this service is just amazing. In this interview, we've covered so many topics, as I mentioned, such as how she supports small businesses by promoting their products, the overview and the origin of the Pharmacy Lab, what a compounding pharmacy is, and all the different ways that it can help you. And she gives you several different examples. The difference between a commercial and compounding pharmacy, and by the way, they actually work together, so it's not an either or. And then advice to other entrepreneurs and how burnout affected her decision to start a business. And then finally, we also talk about the Pharmacy Lab and how it gets to know its clients, its products. They even do a medical review, so they really get to know the person before they start creating these compound pharmaceuticals. So there's so much more. So join me, Ramon Vella, and Serena Hamlin as we break down the inside story of the Pharmacy Lab on The Story of a Brand. All right, guys, here's the deal. I have a gift for you from our primary sponsor, Sendline. They are giving away their online course, their e-commerce academy, email and SMS marketing. This course gives you a step-by-step playbook to driving more revenue and retention with email marketing and SMS. This is normally a $500 package, But for our listeners, it's entirely free when you get started with your 14-day free trial of Senlane. Now, when you do that, chat into their support team and let them know you're one of our listeners to get full access to hours of course content that will help you make email marketing your number one growth engine. Now, I'm a big fan of Senlane, of the platform, of the people over at Senlane, and what they're doing for e-commerce merchants like you. So head over to storybrandgift.com. That's three words, storybrandgift.com, to get the details and sign up for your free trial and gift. Hey everyone, this is Ramon Vella, and this is another episode of The Story of a Brand. Like always, we have an amazing guest and brand that we're going to feature on today's show. But before we do, I just want to express a little gratitude towards my sponsor, Senlane. Now, in case you didn't know, Senlane has been my sponsor throughout 2022, which means they basically make a financial commitment for the year. And quite frankly, without their support, I would not be able to do this full time. So I truly appreciate it. I also have other advertisers that I want you to definitely consider, but I want to do a shout out to Senlane. They're an amazing company. They're an email and SMS company. The person who created it and co-founded it, his name is Jimmy Kim. He's an email genius. All of them are. And what they've done is they've taken this amazing knowledge of email and SMS and turn it into a platform, and it's something that you can easily use. They have a gift for my listeners. Simply go to StoryBrandGift, and that's StoryBrandGift.com, and it's absolutely free with a 14-day free trial of Senlane. So go check it out, see if there's something there for you. And again, they have made a financial commitment. They really are aligned with my North Star, which is to feature founders, to help founders and brands, you know, get introduced into new people in new ways through their vision, through their story, through their mission. And like our tagline says, products worth buying, brands worth supporting. So please support those who support the show. Now, without further ado, I have an amazing guest that we're going to learn more about today. So let me introduce you to Serena Hanlon, who is the owner of the Pharmacy Lab. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ramon. So happy to be here.
Well, thank you. We've been already been talking, which is something we often do beforehand, just so the audience know. We were talking about meditation and anxiousness and stress and meditation practice and all sorts of other stuff, which I really enjoyed. And maybe we should include some of that into the interview. I can put some of that into the interview. But I appreciate you making time. And I'd love to start off with my favorite question, which is about the gratefulness. So if you don't mind, Serena, share a moment or a memory when someone did something for you that just made you feel grateful because it meant that they believed in you, your vision, or your potential.
I think illness is a very important practice to consciously make on a regular basis. And I've been very fortunate to be blessed with very supportive family, friends, staff, and business associates who've helped me through numerous challenges to bringing this business to light. But something that really struck a chord recently was a conversation that I had with a therapist. As a relatively new parent, having a child really forced me to dig into my past and to understand things that could potentially affect my ability to parent. And so I wanted to be a more mindful parent. During the earlier part of the pandemic, and I live in Canada where the restrictions went on for a lot longer, separated from the social structure that I explained, really took a bit of a toll on me. And so I spoke to a therapist for the first time. And during her introductory interview, she asked, you know, the typical question of, you know, how was your childhood? And one of her questions was, how was your experience in school? I always had a very positive memory of my experience growing up in school. But so I never really tapped into that memory. And when we went through the timeline of you know, being in school, I started talking about elementary school and I started getting really emotional. And she was very clever in prying into it. And she said, no, but where does that emotion come from? And at that moment, I realized that I was really grateful for the help I got from a particular teacher when I was in grade school. when I was younger, I didn't speak any English. My parents exclusively spoke to me in our native tongue, which was Cantonese, even though I was born in Canada. And so when I started school, I didn't understand anything that the teachers were saying, and it was hard for me to keep up or even to make friends. So that was a bit of adversity at a very young age. These teachers were, you know, so kind to identify the problem. And then they spent time with me and put me into a, you know, a language class, spent a lot of attention with me until my English stepped up. And I remember the moment when I graduated from that little program. I myself was so proud of myself that I was able to overcome that challenge. And looking back, I'm so grateful for the kindness of these teachers who to me at the time were like strangers. They weren't family, but they put the time and effort in to help this little child. As an adult, I can admire it even more because I see they have to take care and teach so many kids. So I really appreciate the help of this one teacher, and I think it really shaped my outlook on life, because at that moment I think it made me realize that, you know what, there is so much kindness in strangers, there's kindness in the world, and it sort of shaped my lens and reverberated with me. So even now I think of teaching and mentorship as one of the kindest things that you can give someone if it comes from a genuine place, and I love to teach and mentor students.
Wow, I love what you just said, and I appreciate you sharing that. Out of curiosity, have you ever thought about trying to, you know, identify who that teacher is and find out if they're still teaching or still?
Yeah, so I wish I could. I'd have to talk to my parents and see if they can give me more information, because like this realization came very recently, and so in the years up to that, I didn't make an effort. So I'd love to reach out to this teacher. Her name was Mrs. McGee, so I didn't know her first name. Yeah. But I'd love to find out, because she was amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's often, you know, I think it's something worth noting too. It's like there are things that in our lives that traumatize us, small things. You know, I've heard like the term small T, big T, things like that. And, you know, psychologists and neuroscience say that trauma could be things that change our brain, change the way our brain works. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's those things like you just described, because here you are, you know, years later talking about this one act of kindness or a series of acts of kindnesses, I guess, mm-hmm. and it still resonates with you. It's something that changed you even as a child, something that you still remember to this day. And I just think that's amazing. I love that and it's a great reminder to be kind to other people, right? Because you just never know like what your actions are going to, will they be talking about your actions 10 years from now or 20 years from now or whatever. So I love how you express that memory. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same as how negative experiences can translate to trauma. Positive experiences have really lasting effects. And I think the younger someone is, the larger the effect for the rest of their lives.
So. Yeah. And you mentioned something, if you don't mind, we were talking before we recorded, which is about your father teaching you about meditation. Now that you have kids, have you thought about, you know, teaching them meditation or any type of those techniques? Because I was actually, we just dropped an episode of a brand called Open. And Open is a sort of like a mindfulness studio. And one of the things we talked about was that a lot of these mindfulness practices and ways to relieve stress, we're not taught as children or in school. We're simply not taught how to deal with stress.
Yeah, I hope that they incorporate that into the curriculum now that there's more evidence for it. I have a 3-year-old right now, and it's pretty difficult to sit him down to meditate. Yeah. So he may do yoga with me, but then he ends up climbing on me and it just becomes a fun activity.
Yeah, well, I think his yoga, right?
Yeah, exactly. At least he's having fun. And if he's having a tantrum, then we try to practice a bit of breath work. And right now it's just trying to lead by example. Yeah. So small steps.
Yeah. No. And yeah, 3-year-olds, it's kind of hard to get them. But yeah, that's a lot of fun though. But, you know, like, you know, it's like giving him those experiences and eventually he'll, you know, he'll I think he'll get old enough to understand and start, you know, trying to do it himself.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, this has been fantastic. I love the conversation we're having thus far. So I can't wait to hear more of your story. For those who don't know who you are and who the Pharmacy Lab is, if you don't mind, give us a quick 100-foot overview.
Okay. The Pharmacy Lab is a boutique pharmacy. We're located in Toronto, and we're integrating health and wellness. It's unlike any other drugstore or pharmacy that you would normally think of. When you walk in, you'd imagine yourself in a beautiful space that reminds you more of a, you know, upscale spa rather than the typical drugstore. When you look around in our store, you'll see a curated array of clean, quality skincare products, wellness, beauty type of products, and they'll be made by smaller companies. So we're supporting smaller businesses that put effort and quality into the products that they make. And we ensure that we find companies that have the support a positive, conscious type of values. And essentially, we want to support companies that do good. And then when you walk towards the back of the store, you'll see that we have a compounding pharmacy, which is a lab at the back. So hence our name, the Pharmacy Lab. What a compounding pharmacy is it's a specialty sector of a drugstore where we make compounded prescriptions. A compounded prescription is a prescription item where the pharmacist has to either mix or combine several ingredients to make a very individualized product for the customer. So we could do products that are using prescription ingredients, and we can use different, you know, nutritional supplements or natural things that don't necessarily have to be prescription drug. But basically, we're customizing and personalizing care.
Wow. And for those who may want to take a look at the location and the website, you can go to thepharmacylab.ca. So three words, basically, thepharmacylab.ca. And you can actually see right from the very beginning, the splash page, you can see what the location looks like. It looks beautiful, and then learn a little bit more. So I'm really curious. I want to know a little bit about your background and how you got involved, but it feels like if I'm not mistaken, compounding pharmacy, isn't that how the pharmacies used to be, where people were creating these customized, you know, things for people? I just remember like seeing in movies, yes, where they're kind of putting stuff together. So this is kind of old school in a way, right?
Old school. Yeah, I've gotten that a lot from people. So we're bringing back a little bit of the old school and updating it with the look and feel of today and the desire to be healthier and to focus on our wellness. But however, the compounding part of pharmacy has been around all along. It's just that nowadays, when you walk into your regular drugstore, all you see is really the chaos and how busy it is. And so they're not able to provide that service. And oftentimes it gets turned away and that prescription gets changed into a commercially available product. So it's always existed, but there aren't enough of these of us around.
Mm-hmm. And so what are the, are there any particular benefits to compounding pharmacy versus kind of like the way you just described, where they get so busy, they just go with what commercially available items?
I mean, there's a place for both. You need both to exist, but for a compounding pharmacy, we're there to address and troubleshoot issues that cannot be resolved with the first route, which is, you know, the commercially available. And for us in particular, because we're specializing in one area, we have the freedom to speak to our patients and to get to know, you know, the underlying cause of some problems before making a recommendation and personalizing that care. So the advantage most of the time is just to be able to personalize the care. There are a lot of different examples where you may need to go to a compounding pharmacy. Something very common right now would be drug shortages. So if you're going to, you need, you know, pain medication for your child and you can't find it anywhere because there's a huge run on it, or antibiotics right now, that's the current thing, then you go to a compounding pharmacy and we'll make it, because so that's a, you know, that's a solution to a problem. If you're not able to swallow a pill and you need it in liquid, but it doesn't come in liquid, you can go to a compounding pharmacy. We can do that. There's just so many possibilities. We can make different dosage forms. So, you know, an example would be pain. We are trying not to get so many patients on opioids anymore because of the opioid epidemic, but that leaves very few options available for treatment. Not everyone can be on an anti-inflammatory because of, you know, kidney problems or blood pressure issues. And so we can compound pain creams and put ingredients into a topical form so that they'll help with that local area. If you just have a pain in your elbow, you don't really need to take a pill that affects your whole body. Mm-hmm. You're localizing the treatment and you're reducing side effects. There's lots of situations. Pet medications, commonly compounded, children's medications. If, you know, they don't want a particular flavor, it can be customized to a flavor that they like. Wow. Lots of options.
Wow. I didn't realize everything. I didn't realize this at all. I mean, I knew of the service, you know, I knew that this was still done to some degree, but I didn't really like stop and think about all the different sort of advantages to it and all these examples that you just gave. Yeah. And I mean, some of them, I think, seem like they were probably more popular than others, like antibiotics or, you know, things like that, or, you know, medicines that have been, you know, you couldn't find them on the shelves. I bet a lot of people may have wanted to use these type of services at some, I mean, right? Because you couldn't find it anywhere else.
Yeah, I think there's an educational part because people don't know that this is an option. When you go to the regular pharmacy and they will probably just tell you it's not available, and then you have to, and that's it. And what do you do? So it's an educational part to help people become more aware that, you know, there is a solution if you go to a compounding pharmacy.
So I have a ton of other questions, not only about more about compounding and some of the other things that you provide, but also it sounds like you could be a source for other pharmacies as well, right? You could be a resource for them, right? In case they have a customer who needs those type of services, right?
Absolutely. So we're really not competing with the other pharmacies. We are collaborating with them. And so even in our neighboring area in Toronto, they will send us their patients, because they simply can't make them. Even if it's a straightforward compound that they would have before, with all the different directions that a pharmacist is pulled in a regular drugstore, they just don't have the quality of, you know, of compounding. They don't have the skill or the time to make a quality product. And so they much rather refer the patient to us. Mm-hmm. So we are helping them. And later on, we may even help, you know, send it back to their pharmacy for them. So we're definitely a resource for regular pharmacies.
And I'm curious, because if I recall correctly in our pre-interview, I think you have some pharmacy experience already, right? So you've already been in the business.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, and maybe this is a good point where you can kind of tell a little bit of your background. I'm wondering what led up to you wanting to create the pharmacy lab, because it's different than other pharmacies. And if you've had experience with pharmacies, you probably could have stuck with the usual or traditional sort of model, but you're going this route. And I'm curious why this route and what led up to this?
Okay. So part of why I understand what it's like in a regular pharmacy is because the past part of my career was really running a large, high volume franchise drugstore. So for 12 years, I ran a big drugstore. As I had alluded to earlier, you're pulled in various directions. In the community pharmacy, you have high volumes of prescriptions that you have to check and resolve insurance issues, resolve therapeutic errors in those prescriptions. You're also administering vaccines. And then with COVID, pharmacists had to start doing COVID testing, as well as now in Ontario, they're doing minor ailments assessment. So there's a lot of services that they're loaded with. It's a lot of burnout. And after doing it for so long, I decided to take a step back. When I had my son, I continued it for about 8 more months, continued running the store. And then I decided, you know what, I wanted to spend that time with him and not to miss on this early part of his life. as you know, the moments are fleeting, and I'm very glad that I did. So I walked away from that role. And during the time that I was no longer at the old pharmacy chain, I was able to decompress. It takes a bit of time for all that built up stress and workload, mental load to sort of leave. I think it took about at least 3 months before I think I could think really clearly and really work on my own wellness and health. And it was actually during one of my son's naps. I would practice yoga during his naps, and I had a bit of a eureka moment. So I started to think about what I wanted in a pharmacy model. I wanted to change the model. The current way that you see a drugstore, it's very profitable for the people behind it, but it's not necessarily addressing the health concerns of the patients. You're giving them the prescription, and although you want to talk to them more and you know that they have concerns, you just don't have the time for it because there's so many other pressing things that are urgent. So I wanted to be able to spend time with the patients, and that's my favorite part of the job. I recognize that, you know, compounding is still a niche that's really necessary in medicine, but you know, regular pharmacies don't have the ability to provide that service anymore. In addition to that, there's been some regulatory changes that make it almost impossible to provide, because that quality of a compound has to be quite high to be safe for the patient. And so without that dedicated expertise, they're not able to provide it. So that was an opportunity for me. Second to that, having had some time to work on my own wellness from different areas, diet, skincare, you know, habits, I wanted to be able to create a model where we could help people become healthier and to pass these, you know, habits on to other people who may not necessarily have the scientific knowledge or the background information to tap into those resources.
We have so much value coming your way as soon as we get back from thanking our sponsors. All right, guys, here's the deal. I have a gift for you from our primary sponsor, Sendline. They are giving away their online course, their e-commerce academy, email and SMS marketing. This course gives you a step-by-step playbook to driving more revenue and retention with email marketing and SMS. This is normally a $500 package, but for our listeners, it's entirely free when you get started with your 14-day free trial of Sendline. Now, when you do that, chat into their support team and let them know you're one of our listeners to get full access to hours of course content that will help you make email marketing your number one growth engine. Now, I'm a big fan of Sendline, of the platform, of the people over at Sendline, and what they're doing for e-commerce merchants like you. So head over to storybrandgift.com. That's three words, storybrandgift.com, to get the details and sign up for your free trial and gift.
One of the things that stands out, and this is more of a side, is your eureka moment during yoga. Yoga, just for people who know, who have never tried yoga, I have gotten so many ideas when you do yoga, because your mind is sort of free, you're in the present, you're focusing on your form, you're focusing on your, you know, the move. And so your mind becomes free. And then all of a sudden, like, these ideas just pop into your mind, just like out of nowhere. So I can identify with what you said. So was some of, I am curious, was some of the burnout that you talked about, was that because of like the pandemic? Because I know the pandemic just burned out a lot of people, especially people in the front lines, people in pharmacies, I'm sure, and obviously schools and things like that. A lot of teachers got burned out. It was just really difficult time. And I'm wondering, did the pandemic have, was it part of any of that burnout that you were feeling?
Well, the pandemic certainly accelerated the burnout for a lot of people in my profession. I didn't exactly leave because of the burnout. It was just a decision to change the direction. Because for me, I could see the burnout, the constant burnout type of lifestyle. And I didn't want that for the rest of my career and the rest of my life. I envisioned something new and better, something that would make me much happier than just living with it. Because the reality is that when you're working for a large drug drugstore, year after year, those targets get tighter and tighter. And so it's an eventual, eventually you will reach a limit. So I didn't want to go when I reach that limit. I left just a little before that, but certainly my friends in the industry all communicated that, you know, that limit came real quick right after the pandemic started.
Well, and it's funny though. I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said something that makes you happy, because similar to what we were talking about earlier about anxiety and stress and dealing with that, the reality is you're still putting yourself into a situation that you're going to face a lot of challenges. So you went from one area to another area, but you're still going to experience stress, anxiety, and potential burnout, because even business owners feel burnout too. But it feels like this, in this area, the why is a much stronger one, or the why is a lot more individual to you in terms of your own wellness journey. So I think that's the big difference, right? Because, you know, you're just saying how you moved into one area, but the reality is you're putting yourself, this is what entrepreneurs do. We put ourselves into situations that we're going to feel stress and challenges and so forth.
Yeah, you're right. I feel right now I probably work a lot more than I did then, but this feels like there is more purpose. So working towards a purpose, I think, is a lot more rejuvenating than working to fulfill metrics and targets for, you know, a larger company.
Yeah. So, I apologize.
It's okay.
I had another question, and kind of with that as a backdrop, putting yourself into a new role where you're going to feel, you know, rejection and stress and so forth. Why the store? Was the store the only way to kind of, you know, see your vision come into reality? Because, you know, given that we had the pandemic, you know, I could just imagine, I'm sure that you've thought, okay, what will we do if we had another pandemic, or we have to close down again, or, you know, having a location isn't like that additional cost, right? So there's the actual physical brick and mortar store that you have. And I'm kind of curious, did that come into play at all? Did you think about like the location, or did you try to figure out a way maybe how to do it without the location?
It was a reverse realization during the pandemic, is that we really missed human interaction as well. Mm-hmm. So I know there are a lot of online pharmacies, but for me to deliver on that vision of improved patient care and personalization, I think it's valuable to have a bricks and mortar store to be able to meet in person and to get to know a patient and to be able to help them from in their wellness journey, from the perspective of medication and what they're using.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
I have more questions, and I want to get a little bit deeper into like what you offer, and then also about some of the other products that you offer and how that model works. But before we do, given that, you know, you're a new entrepreneur, your store just opened, and it's taken probably a ton of energy and effort and time just to get to this point, because you have, you know, not only just a business, but you have a business that has a brick and mortar store, and you've got to, you know, do all the things around that. Is there anything, if you were to reflect right now on your journey thus far as someone who managed a bunch of, you know, managed the pharmacy, now is owning the pharmacy and then doing what you're doing, is there any advice, if you were to reflect on your entrepreneurial journey, any advice you would give to others who maybe either contemplating kind of doing something similar, or maybe are in the early stages?
Yeah, so I feel there's, well, in terms of drugstore and pharmacy, there hasn't been a lot of innovation and change in a long time. So I think that if you have an idea that you, and your experience behind it to try to pursue it, I think it takes a lot of support from different avenues to eventually deliver on this vision. So for me, I was very fortunate. I had, you know, help along the way and support from, you know, different people at different steps, whether it was, you know, my real estate agent, and she was there to help me find the space, but also she provided a lot of valuable advice from, you know, reaching out to an architect and And along the path, there's a lot of learning to be had, mm-hmm. and sort of that you have to be open-minded. And really, there's from an entrepreneur, sorry, I'm going to think about this a bit. As an entrepreneur, really, there's a lot of hats that you have to wear. And recently moving from a structured leadership role to the entrepreneur role that I'm in now, I've had to, there's a huge learning curve. I was more accustomed to structure. Yeah, so more accustomed to the structure of a large company, and that has provided me with a lot of valuable insight on how a large company can be successful. I can apply that, but there's a lot more you have to take on as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things like I remember working, I used to work in a corporation back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And then when I started my own businesses, I just remember thinking like, wow, it's like when you work for a company, it feels like a lot of stuff just is there. Like, you know, like things show up like paper for the printer and ink for the printer or coffee or pens or paper, whatever it is. It's like things are just always there for you because there's other people involved in doing that. But when you have your business, all of a sudden, just like the smallest little things, like if you need this or that, it's like, oh, geez, I got to make a drive to the store. I got to go do this. I got to, you know what I mean? It's like it's all on you when you start your business, right? There's when you work for a large corporation, you take for granted about all these things that just sort of just appear for you.
Our team is very, we have a small team right now. And so all of us have to wear different hats. But yeah, it's really important when you're wearing all these hats that we stay organized and, you know, all those little details that nothing gets forgotten. It's just, you know, a way of having to communicate clearly with your team members and also staying organized and having a structured way to remember everything.
Yeah, no, definitely. So, all right, well, walk us through now. I want people to understand the value, of course, continuing talking about value of what you provide, but let's give them some more example. Tell us about the philosophy. You mentioned it earlier, but talk to us about the philosophy of the business model and then as it pertains to the products that you have available and what kind of products you promote. If you want to do any shout outs, I mean, you and I met because of, was it, I believe, Nick?
Nick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So walk us through that. Like what people can experience through the products that you have there, the third-party products and what you promote. And then walk us through a little bit more about all the other things that you may not have mentioned in terms of the services that you provide at the Pharmacy Lab.
Okay. So in terms of the products, we are showcasing some smaller businesses. And when I choose the businesses, I want to ensure that they themselves are passionate and provide using quality ingredients and quality ingredients in their formulations and products. We want to support businesses that have values that are aligned with ours. So we want to encourage a conscious type of component, whether it be towards environmental sustainability, towards the community, or supporting minority. There's various causes, but we want it to do good want the business to do good. There's a lot of smaller brands that find it difficult to have a bricks and mortar space for customers to learn about. I found that with the pandemic, a lot of brands have been launching online, but they can't be found in stores. And sometimes for consumers, it's difficult for them to want to try something new without being able to see it and touch it first. So we're providing a platform for these new businesses. Some of them are local as well. And so we're really, you know, a small business helping other small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We also want things that we would want to recommend to customers. So if we can come across patients with certain ailments or concerns, from the perspective of my background and my team's background, we're able to connect the medical part with the self-care part. So we'll understand if, you know, someone's going through an autoimmune disease, what are some things that they have to stay away from? Before we make a recommendation, we can take and acknowledge their underlying background into that recommendation. So that's how we tie it in. Something that people might not know about in terms in the world of medicine, there's a lot of different silos and specialties, but so you would see a specialist for your heart, a specialist for your intestinal tract, but it all funnels into the pharmacy profession. And we see the therapeutic recommendations by the smartest specialists. And we can sort of aggregate all that information. So, but in terms of health, we rarely see that one health condition is siloed from another. Things are all tied in together. So if you have a thyroid issue, oftentimes you may have, you know, an issue with the heart or with weight. There, you know, the body is very connected. So as a resource, a pharmacist can help you tie in all that information and help you come to a solution. So with the pharmacy lab, we're able to personalize medications for patients. So we're able to tie in that information and help recommend something that may be more beneficial than what a patient has been trying so far, or if they've had several treatment failures, we can look outside of the box and think of a solution that they or their prescribers may not have thought of. And we can send that recommendation to help them become healthier.
And just to clarify, so can someone, you know, like if someone has a prescription from a doctor, mm-hmm. and they may, would someone, can someone come to your store to fill that prescription? Because I've just noticed that a lot of times, obviously the doctor is recommending a particular product or a particular, you know, brand or whatever it might be, but can someone just with a prescription go to the pharmacy?
So if it's a regular prescription, then they would fill at the regular drugstore. If it's a prescription for a compound, then they would just come to us and we would fill that. What I mean is if they had concerns and wanted to sit down with a pharmacist, we could review everything from a holistic point of view and then come up with some recommendations, and then we'll send that recommendations to their physician and we work in collaboration to come up with a solution.
Oh, it's great. And I love that aspect of it. And I'm sorry, I want to just clarify this one more time in terms of a prescription. Can we as individuals tell our doctor that we prefer to have a compound prescription?
Yeah, you can. When you're having that conversation with your doctor, you can have that. Like, it's just whether or not the doctor will thinks that the commercially available product is great for you. It may be, but if you know you've tried a lot of things, you can have that conversation with the doctor. And if your doctor is aware, has, you know, a couple of different compounds in at the back of their mind, they can prescribe that. If not, they can consult with the compounding pharmacy and come up with a solution together. We can recommend something.
Mm. You know, and it's and it just feels like some of these things we're not familiar with in terms of as being consumers. So we're not familiar that they're available, because as you were speaking earlier and just a second ago, I was just thinking about challenges that I've had with, but just like regular prescriptions that we give to our children or to our family members. And for whatever reason, they have trouble with them, right? That maybe they can't swallow the pill, or maybe they don't want to swallow the pill. Like I've had that problem with my daughter when she was a little younger. And with my son, they just have trouble swallowing, and they're just like regular medications, right? But I never even thought about like, hey, can we create another, is there another version of it that we can have or that we can create? Anyhow, I just think as consumers, we don't really know a lot of this stuff is possible or available to us.
Yeah. So there's not a lot of transparency about what is available to you. And as I mentioned it, you know, it's because the current model of pharmacy and drugstores is just so busy. They're so overwhelmed that it's not, they don't have the time to review these options with you. So, you know, my company and my store, we're here to change that a little bit and to have that conversation.
Yeah, no, I love this. And can you walk us through a little bit? I know you've already kind of spoke about it a little bit. And by the way, I keep looking at these photos of your store and they look beautiful. They really do. I'm looking at the outside of it right now in terms of the location. Give me a good reason to go to Toronto. I haven't been there in a long time. The care that you talk about, like the work that you do with them in terms of understanding them, like walk us through a little bit of what that looks like. So like if I come to you and I'm in, obviously I need some assistance, what does that sort of, I don't know, that phase of exploratory questions look like? Like, how do you work with someone? Do you understand, you ask them about their diet? Do you ask them about their sleep? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so that would be a pretty structured assessment or review. So this is a service that you could get from a lot of pharmacies, at least in Canada. It's called a medication review. And as part of it, we will talk to you about what your current habits are. So we need a background of your medical conditions, what you're on, what you're allergic to, what your diet looks like, what your sleep habits, what your exercise habits, and what your social habits look like. So whether you smoke, you consume cannabis, how much alcohol per week, et cetera. And then we can have that conversation. And that's a starting point to see what we can do to address. Because we want to know what you've already tried before we come up with a solution. So you're putting into a human machine, the pharmacist, and we're spitting out different recommendations and solutions. And those recommendations may not necessarily be a compounded prescription drug. It could be certain nutritional supplements, changes. We could make recommendations to changes in your lifestyle with the knowledge that we have, you know, whether it be like your sleep hygiene or habits that can be beneficial to a patient, just depending where you're coming from. There are some people who are very high in their understanding of how to optimize their health. And then there's some that are on the opposite of the spectrum. So it all depends on what we can do to add value to your overall health.
Oh, well, this has been fantastic. I want to be respectful of your time. And I really love the whole concept around the compounding pharmacy and around, you know, the pharmacy lab. And I really also like, of course, the sort of like your take into the products that you carry. And I kind of feel like you're being, what's the word I'm looking for? Congruent. Like, you know, I always look at companies and I think about congruency. It's like the company might say, we believe this is our, these are our values. This is what we believe in. And that congruency should kind of like continue as a thread across the entire company. But sometimes that doesn't happen, right? Like sometimes you might have these certain values and then you're incongruent in other ways. But it sounds like the product from how you've created the business model to what you're doing in the compounding side to your medication reviews and assessments to how the products that you carry kind of mirror the same philosophy and values. I see it as just a very congruent across the board. I mean, I really love the concept. Yeah, this is fantastic. So why don't you, if there's anything that we missed, anything that we didn't talk about that you want to bring up, we went through some of the products. If you want to do any highlights of products, you can. But what else? Is there anything else you want to leave us with in terms of the company?
Well, we just love to help our patients one patient at a time. But if you're ever in the Toronto area, come visit us and give us a shout. We are located at 1101 Queen Street East in Toronto, and check out our website. We also have an online store for some of the products that we carry. So you're able to tap into these unique small businesses that are not necessarily, you know, available at other retailers. You can check us out on pharmacylab.ca.
Well, thank you for that.
And the website is just amazing. So if you want to take a look at what that location looks like in Toronto, she's got pictures there. And of course, there's items that you can look to in terms of products. But this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for making time for being on the show and everything and sharing your story and your vision and a little bit of your childhood with us. So I truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Ramon. It's been such a pleasure.
Well, this has been my honor, really. It's that love, like I said, featuring what our tagline is, products we're buying, brands we're supporting. And I just see so many different things to support around the Pharmacy Lab. Like I said, your mission, your values are congruent. They run across the entire, you know, company in terms of not only what you're doing, but also the products that you're promoting. And as I mentioned before, you were recommended to us by Nick over at Raelia. And I love those guys too. They've been on the show now twice. So I really love having them on the show. So thank you again, everyone out there. We have just had Serena Hanlon, who is owner of the Pharmacy Lab. We're going to have her link as well as any links to social media. Did you give out your social media by any chance?
Yep, we're on Instagram. The handle is The Pharmacy Lab, one word. We're on TikTok now, the.pharmacy.lab.
Okay. And so we're going to have those links, as well as all the other links, on our podcast description, which you can find at Apple, Spotify, Google, pretty much anywhere you listen to your podcast. Simply type in The Story of a Brand Show and you should be able to find it. Beyond that, everyone, stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. If you're in Toronto and you're looking to stay healthy and you need prescriptions or you need what the Pharmacy Lab does, go visit them. That would be fantastic. Beyond that, everyone, let's just all be kind to each other. Everyone is stressed. Everyone is busy. Everyone is going through something. So if we just be a little kinder in this human experience, I know we can make it much, much better. Beyond that, everyone, thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to another episode of The Story of a Brand. This episode is produced by VA Flex Remote Podcast Production Agency. If you're looking for a top full-service podcast production company, from editing to marketing to producing your own podcast episodes, go to vaflex.com or email studio@vaflex.com. Their services are plug and play. I literally only record and VAflex does the rest. Take your podcast to the next level and visit vaflex.com. That's VAFLIX.com. And as always, support those who support the show. All right, guys, here's the deal. I have a gift for you from our primary sponsor, Sendline. They are giving away their online course, their e-commerce academy, email and SMS marketing. This course gives you a step-by-step playbook to driving more revenue and retention with email marketing and SMS. This is normally a $500 package, but for our listeners, it's entirely free when you get started with your 14-day free trial of Sendline. Now, when you do that, chat into their support team and let them know you're one of our listeners to get full access to hours of course content that will help you make email marketing your number one growth engine. Now, I'm a big fan of Sendline, of the platform, of the people over at Sendline, and what they're doing for e-commerce merchants like you. So head over to storybrandgift.com. That's three words, storybrandgift.com, to get the details and sign up for your free trial and gift.